Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we learned the Sugya of Naschu to Rabbi Abba. Just to remind ourselves, somebody sat in a field, and he brought one aid that he had eaten. Sat there for 3 years, and the rabbis thought that this is the same as Naschu to Rabbi Abba. Because what was the case of Naschu to Rabbi Abba? That somebody took a silver piece from his friend and he said, "In chatvi v'didi chatvi." It was an aid that he snatched, and he said, "I snatched my own." So since he can't swear, because he's not contradicting the aid, because the aid says he snatched it, he's chayv lishava v'en yochol. He's obligated to swear. And Chayav Shuv Ein Yochol Lishava, Chayav Shuv Ein Yochol Lishava, Chayav Lishalim. He's obligated to swear, but he's unable to, so he has to pay. And Rabbi says, "What are you talking about? It's a big difference." There, in the case of Naschu Rabbi Abba, the aid is coming against him. So he has to pay. Here, the aid is in his favor. And if there's another aid who comes with the first aid, he gets to keep the land. So, the Shulchan Aruch writes that if Reuven says to Shimon, "I lent you a mana," and Shimon says, "Yeah, you lent me a mana, but I paid it back," and the Tovei brings an eid echad that it's Tovei's mana, he has to pay. Ketina deran naschu Rabbi Abba. So, why? Because he agrees with the eid. The aid says you borrowed, he says I borrowed. The aid said it's Tok's mana, he's not arguing that it's not Tok's mana. He's just saying I paid it back. Usually you don't pay back Tok's mana, he said he paid it back. So he has to pay. He's Mechui Yeshua, Venuchal Yeshua, Chayav Lishan. Fractic Tzai, since we also saw in the previous year, that Erechad is made al his man, he doesn't know Shabbat Paras, he's not Mechui Yeshua. Because the Erechad is not being made on Gufman, it's only being made on Araya. And if the lover would contradict the aid that it's not Tok's mana, we wouldn't have to swear. The Machlish said, there's no Shavua unless it's a Dabar Shagufa Mama. This isn't considered Gufa Mama. So we said in the previous year was that this Ksais isn't so Pashit. First, we explain Sigis HaGemara that in the Havim, you know, we thought that Erech was made of Chesed Kimmel Shana isn't Teres Eidus Klapi the Karka, that it belongs to the Mafsik. It's not Eidus Lev Shigufa Mamun. He's only made on a Raya. Hashem came in to Yes Hamara La Peris. If the Mara says you ate them Begezel, that's Gufa Mamun. And therefore, the Eidus is only Nachilas Peris. So therefore there should be a din of Naschu to Rabbi Abba. Because the aid was made in 3 years. It's not aid just kapi akarka that it belongs to the machzik. He's not Gufa Mamun. All he's saying is he's being made on the Raya. But the Ma'ar is being Tavei the Peris. The eighth and begezel, that's Gufa Mamun. So the male of the Eidus of this guy that he ate 3 years is Lenin Achilas HaPeris. And therefore, there's like Naschu to Rabbi Abba. And then Maskana, because in the like Rabbi Naschu to Rabbi Abba, that's, which is also a Eid Achran Gufa Mamun. And then the 3 years that he was on the land, that's not Gufa Mamun. That's just a Raya. And the Maskanas HaGemara, so we can say, Kipshutai, because the Klal HaKol Mokum Sheshnai Mechayv and Eisei, Mamun, Erech HaMechayv HaShua, here two people wouldn't be Mechayv and Mamun. These two people can't even get the field. So that's why you can't compare it. Also you can say, The Maskan is the Emes. It's considered Zikr Zaydus is on the Karka. And the Tavis HaMachzik, as Abai holds, Yerachatz Kizgashamar is considered Eidus al Gufa Mammon, even though it's made only on the Raya. Like the Shechon al Paskin, the Yerachat al Tavis Mar is considered Eidus al Davashi Gufa Mammon. And since that's the case, it turns out that the Zikr Eidus is on the Karka that belongs to the Machzik. We know that Eidus is ineffective for the Karka, nevertheless, you can't say that it's Eidus against the Machzik. We Machayev in Paris, because he's Ba'ad the Machzik. And it's Gufa Mammon. Not just a raya. Whenever you can't be mechayev b'machzik. So, in explaining the maskana of the Gemara, Moreno Rabbeinu writes in the Shari Chaim on Ksubis, Siman Nun, Sifkat Dalet, that the Ktzos is incorrect. That Eidus on a Raya, according to the Ktzos, is an Eidus al Davar Shein Gufo Mamon. And therefore, Shvua and Kfir aren't Shaykh. So we can say no. That a Raya is considered Ein Gufo Mamon, staff of Raya Shein Nimtzis B'Yad HaBal Dovo. Our Raya Nimtzis B'Yad HaBal Dovo, that's considered Davar Shein Gufo Mamon. So that's the Yisod. The Yisod is a Raya in the hands of the Baal Dovo, is considered Dovah Shigufa Mammon. Why? Because through this, he can be Machzik and be Zecha B'Mammon. It's considered Dovah Shigufa Mammon. A raya for this is so, is that the Iker Dovah that's not Gufa Mammon is a Shtab, Kayidua. And the Chivas HaRosh, cited in the Torah, Hashem Mishpat Kufayim Vav, he writes Gabe Shutfin that we paskin that they're Kishomrei Socher, Zeh LaZeh. Shutfin are considered Shomri Sachar to each other. And who are then Shutfin B'shtaris? It's a din that if one of them is Pesheya, he has to pay his friend. Shutfin B'shtaris, if one of them was Pesheya, he has to pay his friend. Either Shomri or Kapa each other. Frek the Shara Mishpat, Shtaris are Mismayit Minin Shmira. There's nothing Shmira on Shtaris. And Gufa Mammon. So what's Pshari Yischayev Al Tshema? We also ask him what it says in the Tshuvas Harif. That Reuven had a shtar chov on Shimon, and he gave Levi a harsha, he gave Levi the power of attorney, to be tovei the shtar chov, to collect with the shtar chov. And Levi lost the shtar chov, so if he lost it, she has to pay. And if Goynes, he has to be nishba shenen, as he apate, frek the shara mishba, ein chiyu shomim b'shtaris, afilu b'pshiye. So what's going on over here? Why are we mechayev the shomer? And how does he say Ba'onis Yishav Shenenas? It's a Mishnah that B'shtaris Shem Rechina Meino Nishba. No Shvuan Shtaris. So you see from all of this that a Shtaris Nechshav Ein Gufay Mammon is only when it's Munach B'yad Acher. When B'yad Shomer Klabi Yishomer, it's not Shem Gufay Mammon. When it's B'yad Baal Shtar, it's like it's his. It's Gufay Mammon. Because by being Machzik this, he can collect money. It's like he's being machzik the guf ha-mamon. Raya l'dover of mitzia, shnayim adukim b'shtar, zayin amad aleph. Cholkin. L'chayro, what's shayach to be done chalukah here? It's like they're holding onto a piece of paper, mechit tesi, they should split up the money. The answer is no. When the Baal Din is machzik b'shtar, it's considered she machzik is ha-mamon. It's kapi the malvi, the shtar is mechit, it is mamon by the loyver. And if these two guys are holding onto the shtar, they're holding onto the mamon. And the melo, they're cholik. And with this we can answer the kash of the nesivis. After we learn about Mitzia, that if a person finds a shtar, Bein Shtar Oisiv, he doesn't know what the nature of this shtar is, the Yemunach Ad Shiyo V'Liyo, one of the two people in the shtar V'Cholek, he means Shnayim Adukim B'Shtar. Because Tosis writes that a Nifkat, Toifes B'Chetz Kishneim, Havei Kishneim Muchzakam, but when a Nifkat is holding both of them, for both of them, both their behalves, it's like they're both Muchzak. And also ask Rabbi Kivager, but Mitzia Zayin on the base, that when you have a shtar that's nafal liyadayim liyitzi olamis, why don't we say achleiku, go 50-50 on it? It's like shnayim adukim b'shtar, because the nifkar is tefis b'chesed k'shneim. The answer is But when the shtar is biyad acher, it's be'emes ein guf ha'mamon. It's not shayach l'chaluk at all. They're like holding onto a piece of paper. Only when the shtar is biyad amal v'aloy, it's considered ochsim ha'mamon. In those cases, much a shtar bein shtoreisov, and shtar shenach liyad dayin, that's considered, that's not considered, it's considered holding onto a piece of paper. Not mamon. There's no yachloikim. Only when the Baal Dover is holding onto it, it's considered mamon. And according to this, we can answer up the Chilus Harif, that the Murshe is chayev on the shtar midin shaymer. So when he's given a harsha, he's given the power of attorney to collect with it. When he's clapping the Murshe, it's kufa mamon, because he can collect with it. And we also can answer up the Chilus Harosh, that the shtar shel shnei shutfin is considered kufa mamon, because they're the Baal Yishtar. And according to this, we can answer the Kashi, the Ketzeis, and the Shulchan Aruch. And when the aid is made on Tetz Mana, Habik Eidus al Gufay Mamun. Shri made the Baila Malavaya. When the aid is made of Turk's Mana, it's Eidus al Gufay Mamun. It's been made the Baila Malavaya that the Mamun is theirs. What is it being made? It's being made for the Bailam that the Mamun is his because it's Turk's Mana and therefore it hasn't been paid. That debt hasn't been paid. So therefore, this is considered Gufa Mamun. So you can't say like the Tzais wanted to say. Because it's not made on Gufa Mamun. No. He is being made on Gufa Mamun. And he is Machayev the Loi Veshvu. And he's any Yochol Yishava because he's not Makrish. He's not Makrish the Seid. It's any Yochol Yishava, he's Mishalim. And it's considered a Guf HaMamon. That's Machayev Shvua because for the person he's being made for the Malveh, it's Guf HaMamon when he says it's Totz Mani. That's pretty super duper. Lufi Darkeinu, we could say that's the Biur Maskanas HaGemara. That an aid was made Achetz Kiskimol Shanim was made L'machzik Al Rayo Shakarki Shaloi, and it's considered Eidus Al Davar Shegufo Mamon. So it turns out that his Iker Eidus is the Tavis HaMachzik, that the Kark and the Peiros are his. His Taka being made Al Davar Shegufo Mamon, the Kark is his. So you're right, the Eidus isn't effective for the Karka. But you can't say that it's against the Machzik. And the Mechayiv Mishalam Al Peiros with the Natsal the Rebbe Abu. Because he's being made on his behalf. He's not only being made in a rai, he's being made on Dabar Shegufo Mamon. So it can't be Mechayiv. The Machzik. We can add on and explain in the Sigas HaGemara that even the Rabbanan Kami D'Abaye, right, the Gemara says, Sabu Rabbanan Kami D'Abaye L'Meimar Hadon Asku D'Rabbi Abba. In this case, where he brought one eight, the eight for 3 years is the same as Nasku D'Rabbi Abba, and therefore he has to pay. So it could be that they agree that Raya B'Yad Baladin Havik Gufa Mamon, and Nochi Sar Nebelis Lover Shen Gufa Mamon. No. It's Taka Eidus Al Davar Shegufo Mamon. Elamai. Right, originally we wanted to say in the previous year we said that the Rabbanu Kami D'Abaye held that it's like a tzais. It's not made on Gufa Davar Shegufo Mamon because Kabbalah the Karka doesn't have Taras Eidus. He's not Eidus Davar Shegufo Mamon, he's only made on the Raya. The only Gufa Mamon is about is Mitzad the Ma'ara. That he ate the actual Paris. So that's Gufa Mamon. And therefore the whole Eidus is against the Ma'ara, and therefore it's the same as Naskud Rebbe Avin, you have to pay. Now we're saying no. The Rabbanan Kami D'Abaye agree that Araya Viyad Baladin is Habik Gufa Mamon. And there's no Chisor Nebeid Saldovish and Gufa Mamon. For a different reason, they hold that an eid echad isn't right, isn't naman to be made on a raya. And therefore, when he's made on cheskes gimel shanim, there's no taras eidus, chabi the karka. And the reason is, like Rabbeinu tells us in numerous places, that only two eidim are naman. The two eidim are naman on a maisa, amishnayim eidim yakum dover. But eidach is not naman to be mevara a maisa that he's made, upon which he's made. The only amonus of eid echad is only on the din that comes out of his eidus. We discussed this numerous times in the past. And therefore, only two eidim are naman l'hayid al achayo. So therefore, two Edim are Naman on a Raya, because after we are Mevar the Mitzis HaMaisa through their Edus, so now we have a Raya. Because what are two Edim that made about? They're Naman about a Maisa. They're Naman about a Maisa, and once they're Naman about the Maisa, we could be bringing a Raya from this Maisa. But Eid Echad, who's only made in a Raya, is not Naman. Why? Because there's no din that comes out of his edus. When the two edim are naman and a maisa, so the raya can come out of that. Because they're naman and the maisa. Eid echad is only naman on the din. And there's no din in eid echad. He's only being made on a maisa. And that's garnished. He's not believed. There's no raya at all. So according to this, we understand the verb on a kama devai. They hold the cup of the karka, it's not edus at all. He's only being made on a raya, it's nothing. But the sadr belongs to the mahzik. And eid echad on a raya is not mehimin at all, it's not believed at all. Hashem came in the tvias hamara l'peiros, shalchlem v'gezel. There, it's good eidus. It's going to be made on guf hamamin. Since the sadr is v'cheskes hamara, that eidus shegezel ha-mahzik peiros shal ha-shanim. Mitzad the Paris, it's Eidus on a din. Memela makes all the sense in the world that this Eidus is accepted for that, and he would have to pay, like Naskh the Rebbe Yabba. So that's Pshat in the Rabbanan Kama de Abaye. So what do we say to Maskana? Maskana, we say that no. We have a cloud of two people are Mechayiv Mammon, Eid Echad Mechayiv Yeshua. Here two people wouldn't be Mechayiv Mammon. If two people come along and say 3 years, you would get the Mammon, you wouldn't be Mechayiv Mammon. You may Eid Echad Mechayiv Yeshua. Or we can go on a different derech. And we can say that an Eid Echad Cheskes Gimel Shanim is not considered that he's made only on an ayah. Rather, he's made in a din mamon. The Eid Echad is made on a din mamon when he says he sat there for 3 years. And the reason is, like we discussed in the previous year, Chiddush of Rabbeinu, that Cheskes Gimel Shanim, there are two din. There are two din in Cheskes Gimel Shanim. One is a proof, Raya v'oichocha she'akarka shel ha'machzik. It's a proof that the karka belongs to the machzik. I know it belongs to the machzik because the other guy wasn't moichah. And there's another din. Through the cheskes gimel shanim, the karka goes out of the chazak of the first bialim, and out of the cheskes hamachzik, and he's talking midin muksak from what's mechavah of a raya. So one midin raya and one midin muksak, as we discussed there in that shir. And according to this, it would appear that Eid Echad is made on cheskes gimel shanim, even though it can't be made on the raya. In fact, that the guy wasn't moichah. Must be belong to the machzik? No. Now they can't be. What? No, eid echad can't be made because an eid echad can't be made on a raya. On a raya, unless he can be made. He can be made. They became muksak b'karka. That's a din eidus on the imam. So it's considered a eidus on the karka. It's misayel a machzik. And since it's misayel a machzik, it's not eidus against him on the peiros, and therefore it's not shaykh the din of nasuk the Rebbe Yava because it's bad. Not against saying that the karka is really his. All right, so that was super duper this year. And We still have a lot to talk about, sweet friends. Oh my gosh. Olamas, olamas. So please stay tuned. And we will see a lot more in the philosophy of Torah Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.